Sounds on. Your song on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We are still in the Lord's Prayer.
我们还是继续我们的主耶稣教导我们祷告的主题。
Now we have finished the prayer itself, and now we're going to see what Jesus tells us about that.
那我们把这个我们所谓的主导文都过了一次，那接下来我们来看耶稣怎么讲祷告这件事情。
So if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke 11, and we're going to start at the 5th verse.
请你把你的圣经翻到路加第十一章，路加。第十一章，我们要从第八节开始。
Okay.
第五节，对不起，第五节开始。
Okay. And he said to them, Which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine have come to me on this journey, on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
这里提到说呢，中间好像有一个人有一个朋友在半夜的时候来找一个他的朋友啊，结果呢这个人就来赶快来跟另外他的朋友要借3个饼，所以他说呢，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
Now this is his friend.
那这是朋友之间的关系。
And he will answer from within and say, Do not trouble me. The door is now shut.And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.
那在这里呢，这个来求饼的这个求的对象是他的朋友。他回答是这样的，第七节，那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭了，孩子们也都捧我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
And now Jesus sort of answers this. He said to you,Though he will not rise and give to him because he is a friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
那后来我们知道他真的起来给他饼了哈。那我们看第八节，我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来。照他所需用的给他。
Now to understand that we have to go back and understand their culture at that time.
我们稍微了解一下那个时候的他们的文化背景。
Now Jesus said, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight?
半夜了。
Well, the culture at that time was that they had one large room where everyone slept together.
半夜被敲门请求。那那个时候呢他们的背景是这样子的。他们一个房子里面呢住了人也住了动物。
So we see then that all of them were in the same room.
同样一个房间。
So for him to go and do this, he had to disturb all of them.
所以当他要起来拿饼给他的时候呢所有的都会被惊醒了会被吵醒。
So he was very reluctant, he said, go away. I don't want to wake everybody up, he could have told him.
所以他才会说呢，你这样会搅扰到我们，不要我没有办法给你。
But Jesus went on to say this about the man who came for the loaves. Yet because of his persistence, he was going to hold on in spite of the difficulty or the opposition. Because of his persistence, we're going to see that the man arose and gave him as much as he needed.
那我们看到这里面有两个关系哈，一个是他们是朋友，但从朋友的立场，这个回答的人被请求的人跟他说不行了，这样子会打扰到每一个人都被吵醒。但是因为耶稣说，因为他的情辞迫切直求呢，他就起来拿给他了。
Now the man who was coming for the loaves, he knew the situation.
那个来请求的人，他也一定知道这个整个的情况。
His house was the same way.
他的家也是这样子住着的。
And yet there was something in the man that drove him that it took a lot of boldness to go and do this.
但是什么使他排除万难，他知道这个实在行不通，可是他只好这样做，硬着头皮去呢？因为他实在是非常迫切的需要。
So that man must have felt that it was really, really needed to have this bread.
所以呢，来求饼的这个人呢，一定是觉得说我真的不能没有。
You know, God often waits for our passionate persistence in prayer.
你知道吗？神就是希望我们有这种热情、这种坚持、这种迫切的心。
It isn't that God is reluctant and needs to be persuaded. No, that's not how God is.
不是说我们好像刚开始没有，然后一直跟他求，就被我们说服了，不是这个意思。神不是这样的意思。
You see, our persistence doesn't change God.
不管我们多么的坚持，不是改变神。
It changes us.
是改变我们自己。
Developing in us a heart and passion for what God wants.
在这个当中呢，我们会跟神之间呢，会建立一种关系。这个关系是让我们觉得越来越有热情，而且呢，越来越知道神要的是什么。
You know, the desire of our heart has to be, what shall I say, God wants us to show.The desire of our heart is something that we really feel is needed and we're willing to keep on holding on. And this builds in us that sense of a character that holds on to God.
所以你要求的这个内容呢，如果你可以像这个朋友这样子来敲门，然后情辞迫切一直求的话，表示说你里面那一份要那个迫切的心呢，是神要激动你，要让你能够建立起来的那种，你就知道你真的是需要什么。
You see, this develops in us particularly for praying for lost people and for very hard problems.
这个特别对于我们四周围还没有信主的人，有问题的人，我们的心对他们，为他们的这种祈求的心，就像这样子。
We will learn as we work in the Word of God and listen and read and be able to understand that God doesn't do things against us. He does them for us.
记得你要有一个理念，有一个观念哈，神不管做什么是为着我们的好处，而不是刻意的在刁难我们。
We have to understand who God is.
首先我们认识到神是谁。
God is the creator of all this universe.
他的大能创造了全宇宙万物。
He's the one who made us.
他造我们。
He's the king of glory.
他是那一位荣耀的王。
He has hosts of angels at his call and beckon.
他四周围充满着他所造的这天使在敬拜他。
And yet sometimes we feel like there's something in us of, oh God, let me go to God and sort of insincere pal types of feelings. This is my pal.
当我们的信念里面说神是那么的伟大，那么的尊荣的一位神，可是我们却带着一个随随便便的态度来跟他求东西的这样的一个心态。
And God wants us to learn and understand how to hold on because you see, some situations take time.
那神要我们有一种建造，从一种观，就是跟他的对他的一个态度，就是很迫切的。因为呢，神做事的时候是要给他时间。
And there are elements within us that have to be there.
那里面的，他要我们里面有的就是这个迫切的心。
And the greatest one is faith.
那这个迫切的心从哪里来呢？从我们的信心来。
So you see, we have to be asking by faith.Not just going over our words, but as that passion grows within us and our faith begins to rise, I know God, you can do this.
因为我们对他有绝对的信心，以至于我们这个迫切的这样的一个热情呢，就不会随便打消念头。我们就继续的求，继续的求。你确定说神，我们的好处，神一定会给我们。
For without faith,God's hands is tied. He said, I can't do it.
如果你没有由信心来的对他的祈求的话，那几乎就是像这样，就好像他不做，他也不能做，一定要你信心的配合。
It's the key that unlocks heaven.
就好像你拿着你的信心，你的绝对的信心，然后呢，来打开一把钥匙，来打开天上神要给我们的。
Then he goes on to another principle.
另外一个原则
，We're to pray with a childlike confidence.
那我们需要有像个孩子对父母亲要有一种信心，有的好像有这自信，说我这样求，神会给我。
And this is how Jesus explained it to them.
那耶稣也用一个例子来解释。
So I say to you, ask, and it should be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
耶稣用了几句话说，祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就为你们开门。
You see the persistence there?
这是一个坚持的一个过程。
Some people just ask.
有些人我求了。
But what he wants us to do is to seek him in his face.
这里是寻求，什么叫寻求？要见到他的面。
Knock means I really mean it, God.
那敲门就是要敲到开，就是我真的是这样很迫切的。
And he said it will be open to you.
然后呢，如果你敲门，一定会帮你开门。
For everyone who has asked receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open.
因为祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone?
接下来圣经说呢，你们中间有做父亲的啊，孩子求饼，那反而给他石头吗？
Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish?
还是他们求鱼，却给他蛇当鱼给他呢？
Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
求鸡蛋反而给他蝎子呢？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
你们虽然不好，且尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
So we're told to keep on asking God, seeking his face and knocking.
所以这里的意思是说，寻求，继续的寻求，啊，敲门，继续的敲门，而且呢，祈求，继续的祈求。
Now in English, asking, seeking, and knocking are verbs. They are continuous. You're continuously knocking, continuously seeking.
在英文里面，你会看到它的一个文法的一个形态，就是现在进行式，就大家继续的一直在继续的敲，继续的找，继续的求。
Jesus is not speaking of a single activity, but of those that persist.
那在这里呢，不是说只有一次，而是继续的。我们当中有噪音哈，我们注意一下，因为在录音，麻烦注意一下。
I think somebody's
Yes, I told him.
Oh, okay. And so any human father loves to bless his children, would never answer a simple request for something good and give them something evil.
所以我们都有一个共同的一个认知，同意的是说，孩子跟父亲要的，父亲不会拿一个有毒的、坏的，反而给他的孩子。
So when that happens, it isn't from God.
那如果你发现你得到什么是一个刚好相反的、有害的呢？那不是从神来的。
How much more our Heavenly Father gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
这里提到说呢，何况天父
岂不
更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
How did this suddenly come into this?
怎么突然间加来一个圣灵呢？
It's like He dropped some other subject in with what we're asking for, these temporal things of life.
刚才不是在讲说在提到说要什么要什么吗？现在突然来一个是好像跑题了，怎么来一个圣灵呢？
He said that God especially loves to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
那这里提到说，神岂不将最好更好的圣灵给他吗？
The great desire of God since Jesus left was that His people would be filled with the Holy Spirit.
神给我们最好的是什么呢？耶稣到世上来救了我们，回去了，现在是圣灵到我们的心里面来，到我们的生命中来，跟我们在一起。
Why you said that Jesus put this in? You see, Jesus is saying you must have the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth.
意思是说呢，圣灵是真理的灵哈，你有了圣灵，就要把你带到真正的那个真道上面去，真理上面去。
He is our guide.
他是我们的引导。
He is the one that looks in the heart and says, oh, there's a problem.
那他会指导我们说，哦，这里这样不行，有问题。
And then in the Word of God, there is the problem you have. Just there, and the Holy Spirit brings it to you.
所以呢他会光照你，会帮助你，然后让你明白说，哦，原来我这样子是不好的。
And we're going to talk a little bit about that just a minute.
那等一下我们会来谈这一点。
So waiting on the Lord is not going outside of God to try to fix what you're waiting for.
那当你说我在等候神的时候，并不代表说我在等着神帮我把这个事情做成了，不是这样的。
And you know, sometimes God is the last one we ask. We try to fix it in our own way and find out we can't do it.
我们有这种现象哈，就是呢，什么都去做过了，都试过了，行不通，最后只好来找神。那不是这样子的一个祷告。
So now we have seen that which brings us to the throne of God.Persistence.
那是我们看到说到神的面前要有一个坚持恒久的心。
You know why I'm persist?
为什么我愿意坚持呢？
Because our faith knows that he can do it.
因为我的信心深深的确定说他一定会做。
And this shows God that we have faith to believe. I keep going because I know this is the source of the power.
一方面你知道说这是能力的一个资源，一方面呢你确定他会做。
I go boldly, he's saying, we come boldly. Why do we go boldly? Because we have a relationship with our Father.
你很坦然很勇敢的去跟他求，因为你确定你跟他是父子父女的关系。
I would ask my parents for something I would never ask anyone else for.
我在我的人生当中呢跟我父母亲要的东西呢，我绝对不会去跟，有很多都是我不会去跟我的朋友要的。
You would ask of your husband or wife because of your relationship things that you would never speak to anyone else about.
因为两者的关系就像夫妻的关系，你们会谈一些绝对不会跟别人谈的话，是吗？
So our boldness shows we have a relationship with God.
所以这种勇敢坦然坦诚的这种去求的话，表示说我们的关系很近。
And then he said, come with confidence.
而且呢要带着一种自信。
Again, it shows that his promises, and it shows us that an example how he did it before. In other words, in my confidence is built on his promises.That he can do, and he showed us. And then I have read in God's word examples in other people's lives, examples of how he did it. So I can go with confidence.
或许我用自信有一点不是很恰当哈，应该讲说确信。我们心里确信，从过去他的应许，从过去我经验到的神的信实，从他在别人身上所行的，我可以确信，所以我来跟他求。
So remember these three things.Persistence,
坚持
our faith knows that he can do it.
你的信心知道他一定可以做
Our boldness,
勇敢
We have a relationship with our Father.
坦然无惧的，因为我们是父子父女的关系
And my confidence is built on his promises and examples how those promises have been fulfilled.
我这里面的一种信心啊，刚开始一开始是对神的信，这次我里面有一个确据啊，说因为神他答应要做。
So you see, I think this is what Jesus was trying to tell us.
所以这是耶稣想要跟我们解释的。
But now, many of you out there are saying, but my problem is my prayers are not answered.
但是或许你马上有一个想法说，可是为什么我的祷告都没有被回应呢？
That sounds good, but I pray and nothing happens.
讲起来很有道理，可是为什么我祷告的结果都不是这样呢？
Well, let's look at this a little bit and see maybe why my prayers are not being answered.
或许我们可以从这里面也来探究一下，为什么我的祷告没有像我想要的这样来实现。
There is one large law of prayer.
那在祷告里面有一个很重要的一个原则。
We can pray anything we want as long as it is in His will.
你可以什么都可以求，那这个求之后的成就呢，都是按着神的心意。
So in big lights, we can see the law of prayer.
所以我们知道我们要祷告。
It must be in the will of God.
那这个祷告的一个很明显的成就是要它合乎神的心意，他的旨意。
Because in His will, He knows when it's edifying to us.
因为只有他知道什么对我们好。
When it will mature us.
他会有什么对我们会让我们成熟。
He's really not there to answer our self our self-centered prayers.
所以神要我们去祷告，不是他想要给我们那些以自我中心、自己里面要的那种自私的欲望，不是要来满足我们的自私的欲望。
If we would examine some of the things we ask God for, we might see that it's really that from self to seeking some kind of a self desire.
如果我们好好省察的话，我们会发现呢，有一些我们的祈求的这些事情呢，事实上是从我们自己的，我自己想要，我要这样子为我的好处求的。
And we see that Paul tells us this.
那保罗也跟我们讲过。
In Romans 12,
在罗马书第十二章
verses 1 and 2,
在第一节、第二节。
I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God. Just a moment, Mrs. Shea is getting it.
我以神的慈悲劝你们
to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
He's talking about us. He's not talking about our spirit that goes back to God. That's part of us. When you say the body, it seems like it's all of us. To present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这里讲到身体就是你的这个人啊，整个你的人当作一个活的一个祭祀。
You see, this is what brings about this relationship between us and him.
那这里告诉我们说我们跟他的关系是什么一个关系。
We have to come to a place where we just give him ourselves.
等于说我这个全人呢都已经给神了。
And when we do, and it becomes holy and accepted by God.
那如果我们这样献上的话，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Which is your spiritual worship?
到底你怎么样在敬拜神，怎么样来崇啊啊，就是侍奉神。
So now he's telling us that we have to be a living sacrifice to God.
那我们要敬拜侍奉神的话，一定要成为一个活祭。
And then it goes on to tell us what not to.
接下来第二节告诉我们那要避免什么呢？
Do not be conformed to this world.
不要效法这个世界。
We have been conformed to this world since the time we were born.
从我们生出来就一直被这个世界在讨教我们。
All kinds of thinking and attitudes and ideas were conformed by that which is around us, the world which is around us.
各种想法的形成。然后各种这个世界的他各方面的哈，都从这个世界把我们不要讲态度啊，讲话都是从世界来。
Some of it good, but some of it not so good for us.
当然有好的，但是呢，也有很多不好的。
And our thinking becomes like the thinking of the world.
当你的想法的观念像世界的想法的时候
，that thinking is self.Center.
那这个就是一定会到一个自我中心的想法。
But something has to happen to us.
那这个自我中想法一定要发生变化。
We have to be transformed.
我们需要更新。
That's changed.
就是要改变。
And how does this happen?
怎么改变呢？
By the renewing of your mind.
那个改变要从你的心意，心意要开始转。
Something must begin to happen to us.As we give ourselves to God.
当你说我把自己当作活祭献给神的时候来敬拜他的时候呢，在你的心意里面一定发生一个变化。
Our thinking begins to change.
你的想法会改变。
Instead of being self-centered, we become other-centered.
你现在不再是这样的自私了，以自我为中心了，而你会顾到别人。
Things that were so easy to do and satisfy the flesh.No longer do we do that.
以前要满足自己的私欲，以前我很喜欢的，现在好像不再是这样了。
You recognize that everything we do has to go through our mind.
你知道任何事情的一个行为都会从你的思想来。
So he's saying we must have our mind renewed, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God.
所以这里说你的心意一定要更新之后呢，你才会查验什么是神的。
You cannot know God's will when it's your will that you're holding on to. What I want, what I see is best for me, what I think is good for the situation. No, friend, it must be you yield your mind and your heart to what God's will is.
如果你紧紧抓着说什么对我最好，这个情况怎么样会解决，就是完全是从你自己为中心来想这样的一个事情来祈求的话，那这样就 就是一个自我的，不是一个以别人
为中心的。And we're going to find out something about God's will.
那我们要慢慢来谈神的
心意。We don't understand it in the flesh. In the sinful flesh, we don't understand it.
以我们一个堕落的这个罪性呢，是没有办法理解神的心意的。
And basically in the carnal flesh.
那特别是一个肉体的这种血气的，更不能理解神的心意。
But when we know what is the will of God, then we know what is good and acceptable.And perfect.
那当我们更新之后呢，我们就查验何为神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Glibly we say, "Oh, God knows best."
因为呢，我们已经确信说神最知道。
But do we really mean that?
那当你说神最知道，你真的是这样想的吗
？Or do I know best?
还是呢，你一面说神最知道，可是呢？还是认为说我知道了最对。
You see, this is what must be performed in the mind and heart of a true believer.
所以还是要从你的一个心里面真正的对神的信任、信靠来。如果你是真的一个相信他的人，你就会确信他的才是最好的。
I'm going to talk about three things will help us in knowing and doing the revealed will of God.
那我们来谈三件事情，我们来怎么样可以查验啊？神对我们的给我们显彰显的这个最好的心意。
Now first we have to understand this and understand it well. God's will is revealed with final authority only in the Bible.
那神的心意显明或者是成就呢，一定是在圣经里面曾经有启示过的。
Anything that's not in the Bible we must be suspicious of.
那如果有任何圣经里面没有的，那你就要好好的去稍微查究一下。
So to be renewed in our mind, we have to understand that if I'm going to be renewed in my mind, I'm going to have to go to scripture for that.
那等于说呢，如果呢，我想要心意更新变化，这个过程一定需要神的真理。圣经来帮助我。
You see the scripture, let me see if I can bring this to you. The scripture is to avoid our and the commands for self-denial, love and purity. In other words, when I read the scripture, I begin to understand what his commands is for self-denial, denying myself of some things that I would rather.Have than not.
要查验神的心意的话，它里面一定包括一种律，一种原则，就是你一定要弃除或者是拒绝你自己的想法，而去转向神要给我的。
The scripture is going to teach us how to love.
那比如说圣经讲到说呢，神说我们要彼此相爱。
Remember, all of us are self-centered from the time we're born.
因为我们从一生出来就是一种自我中心的一个状态。
You can see it in the child as they grow up, they are self-centered. You're constantly trying to get that out of the child.
你可以从一个孩子生出来之后的长大过程看到说他就是自我中心的一个人。
But he shows us what true love is in God's word and purity.
那刚才我漏掉了一个哈，就是谈到除了这个自我的舍己，就是弃绝自己之外呢，还有一个就是我需要有一个清洁的心。
So this is where we learn those things in scripture.
那这些你怎么知道呢？你从圣经来教导你。
If you say, "Well, my mother taught me," then she got it from the scriptures.
比如说呢，孩子会说，哦，我妈妈有教我，那教我的这个准则在哪里呢？从圣经来的。
And when we learn this, there is a supreme satisfaction in Christ alone.
当你真的学到的时候呢，你愿意学的话，你会发现在主里面呢，你有一个非常超自然、非常好的一种关系，一种感受。
We sing that song in Christ alone. We sing it with fervor.But is this our life? Is it in Christ alone?
它的彰显就像你在唱歌说，唯独耶稣，只有耶稣可以让我这样子。那你这样唱，你心里面真的这样认知说，只有他的最好吗？
And through scripture we will know and understand.
那借着圣经，借着神的话，你会更新，你会了解。
Paul taught this and try to get those young Christians to understand that they must be equipped for every good work.
那在这里呢，保罗对于这些刚信主的人一直说呢，我们需要在神的话语里面被装备，能够行善。
And this is what he said about being equipped. It's in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verses 16 through 17.
那在提摩太的后书第三章十六十七节。
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
God stamped his name on scripture.
等于说神在这些话语上面签了名，是他的。
God is saying this is where it's at, children.
这个就是我的话。
Outside of this, you'll never find joy, peace, or happiness in your life.As something that is contentment in the heart.
在这些真理真道之外，你绝对找不到任何让你的心里面可以满足，让你可以喜乐的。
So what is it good for?
那这个好在哪里呢？
Paul continues said it is profitable for doctrine.
那首先呢，他会教导我们一些我们信的这个义教义。
In here, God tells us that God is the Father, the Creator, His Son.Is our Savior, the Holy Spirit is our guide.
所以我们就学到说，哦，原来我们所信的神呢，父亲他是创造者，耶稣他神的儿子他是一个救赎者，然后呢，圣灵是我们的引导者，我们就学到这样了。
Part of the doctrine we learn these basic truths.
这个叫做教义，就说基本的一些真理的根基。
Doctrine is all men were born in sin.
那首先我们都会意识到说我们都是在罪中生的。
But doctrine is also for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that if we believe in him, we can be his child.
那接下来呢我们就听到这个圣经说呢神爱世人将独生子赐给我们让我们不会灭亡反得永生只要我们相信他。
So、in the word of God, this is what is telling us.
所以这些举出来都是在神的话里面很清楚地告诉我们的。
What to understand?
相信什么？了解什么？
What to
hold dear? 到底什么你要持守住的？
And then it's for reproof.
那接下来是一个验证。
Oh, we don't like reproof.
被验证。
We don't like anyone to tell us what we're doing isn't right.
我们不想被别人家来归正我们。
But the Bible is full of it.
可是这里面的这个读者哈，读者的意思，这里面告诉我们。
Sins of man and reproving us of them and showing us how damnable they are and how much they're going to hurt us eternally.
所以呢，这些话会带来给我们一种好像衡量我们、督责我们，而且呢，会让我们归正。
But thank God, it's not just for reproving us. He went on to say for correction.
他这里面有一种规劝，让你可以规正。对不起，刚才我已经讲哈，规正。
So it's telling us in the Bible how we can be corrected, how we can leave that life of sin and that eternal death, and how we can be corrected in the right way in the Word of God.
一方面呢，我们被看着、被盯着、督责我们哈；另外一方面呢，我们可以在那个不正确的地方呢，把它归回到。这个归正的地方。
And now when he corrects our direction, he directs our spirit, he directs our desires, we see he goes on now, he said, for instruction in righteousness.
所以在我们的这个灵里面的这个就是好像邪掉的地方要归正啊，在我们的我们整个人的思想要归正。那么接下来他说呢，叫我们学义。
You know what that means?
什么意思？
Maturing us.
就是可以成熟。
Instructing us how to become mature Christians, more like Jesus, more with his love and grace. And we get that in the instructions in the Bible.
教我们学义，越来越学，越像耶稣，我们越来越成熟，越能够合乎圣心，神给我们的这些原则。
Now, why did God do that?
那这些要做什么呢？
That the man of God might be perfect. That's mature.
好，所以有一个目标，就是得以完全、成全、成熟。
There's nothing worse than eating a fruit that has not been matured. It's hard, it's tasteless, there's nothing sweet or juicy.
当你吃一些还没有熟的，不管是果子啊，这很生很涩的那些食物的时候，你会发现它不好吃，而且呢，实在是很难下咽。
And in our maturing in God, there'll come a day when we go to home to heaven with a perfection from Him.
所以当我们跟神要永远的住在一起见他的时候呢，我们已经成全了，成熟了，完全了。
But as we go along, He is constantly perfecting us.
那在这个当中，他是一直在建造我们。
Constantly, what I would call fine-tuning us.
那一直在帮我们调我们的频率，就是有哪些不对的，把它调回来。
I believe this year and a half that I've had cancer, He has done so much fine-tuning.In my life,
就好像这个钢琴要被调音一样哈，一个一个调。然后他说呢，在我这一段时间，从癌症到现在这段时间呢，神已经调了我很多，调对了。
Why? Because I have had time to spend in His Word.
为什么？因为我在这个当中学了很多神的话。
And He has been fine-tuning me through the Word.
所以呢，借着神的话呢，他就一个一个帮我调，那些不正确帮我调正确了。
Now, why does He do this?
为什么他要这样做呢？
Thoroughly furnishes into us all good works. So we see He wants to do something in us that will come out of us.
一方面让我们可以成全成熟我这个人，二方面呢？让我们预备着有这种行各样善事的能力，可以做出来。
James said, "You have faith. Well, I will show you my faith by my work."
那雅各也曾经这样子挑战我嘛？你说你有信心，那我把我的信心的行为给你看。
Now James wasn't saying that works is what makes us great or makes us have more faith. Our work shows that we have faith.
那雅各绝对不是在强调说我们要有行为，我们要去做，不是这个意思，而是说呢，信心的一个结果是会外显在你的行为上面的。
We need as a people to set a time each day, truly to set a time, and that is God's time.
那每一个人，弟兄姐妹我们都要把一些时间，每一天都要归给神。
We have time for the internet.
比如说你用很多时间在弄这些网络
for the chats,
你很多时间在查这些讯息或者是你的这个脸书
we had time to go enjoy shopping.
那你有时间去买东西
of course we have to work.
那我们也有时间去工作
we have all these different times of things that we enjoy. It's time that you and I set aside a time during the day that we give to GodWith time and devotion.
既然你有那么多时间做这些事，那么你也要规划一个时间，是你跟神一起看他的话语，跟他在一起灵修的时间。
You see, all these things that you're taught, what I was talking about, they're going to pass away.
那刚才我们谈到你做什么做什么，那些会结束的。
They're going to be empty, nothing in them.
到后来是一个空的。
The only thing that's going to last.
但是什么会留下来呢？
Is our communion with our Father that has grown us into mature children.
你每一天跟神在一起，让你慢慢成熟，让你越来越成熟，这样呢是会留下来的，那个不会消失的。
Now let's go back to the thing. Why isn't my prayers being answered? Well, let's go to the second thing I want to talk about.
那刚才提到说为什么我的祷告没有回应，是因为我的自我中心。那我们就需要更新变化啊。那接下来呢，我们看第二个理由。
Now we talked about God's will.
我们刚才提到说，你要有一个真正的心意去查验神的那个善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
But specifically, what I'm praying for may not be in the Bible, and it usually isn't.
那接下来有一个范围，就是说我在祷告的时候，好像圣经里面没有特别很明显的提出来这件事情，我该怎么办？
Some of the things is not in the Bible. It doesn't tell you the person to marry.
比如说呢，我到底要嫁给谁呢？
What kind of car to drive?
或者什么车，我应该买什么车，应该开什么车呢？
Or whether you should own a home?
还是说呢，我应该买房子吗？
It doesn't tell you where to take your vacation.
我去哪里度假呢？
It doesn't tell you what cell phone plan you want to buy.
到底我要用哪一个我的手机的这个计划呢？
And there are thousands of other things.
还有太多太多的我们的生活琐事。
So now, So then, Sister Schwartz, how do we apply this?
那么这些到底我该怎么样？我寻求的时候该怎么样的态度
？In the Word of God, you will find principles.
那你会从神的话有一些原则性的。
And these principles,
真理
will guide you to make the best choice.
那这个原则性的真理会把你带到一个对你刚才所要的那些事情的一个好的最好的结果。
You said I don't know how to do that.
你说我不知道怎么做耶。
I don't understand what you're saying.
你在说什么呢？
Well, you see, in the Bible is this principle.
那圣经，比如说圣经有这样的一个原则。
And it can be summed up like this.
可以这样说。
He told us to pray for wisdom.
比如说，他说呢，你可以为你的智慧，你没有智慧，你可以求智慧。如果你信心不够，你可以求信心。
Most of the things that we do because of our desire.
那很多时候我们就一下子就出来，就是我喜欢怎么样，
because this is what we would like.
我的欲望怎么样啊？就是从马上你就会觉得说，哦，我就是喜欢这样。
But when I come to situations that I want to take to him in prayer.
那比如说我现在要买什么呢？要用什么呢？我就先来跟他说话，跟他祷告。
What do I ask for?
那我到底要求什么呢？
Lord, I'm going to buy a house. Which house should I buy?
那比如说呢，我想要买一个房子，哪一种的，在哪里的比较好？
No.
是这样求吗？
He said, ask for wisdom.
那你首先求智慧。
When I pastored in Cayman, I had a young man that was actually he was my assistant.
那我有一个在这个 Cayman 我在牧会的时候呢，有一个我的有点像牧者的助理一样，牧师助理一样。
He was a carpenter.
那他本身是一个木匠。
Now I don't know that much about carpentry, but I know that you have to have ability to understand how to do some of these things.
身为一个木匠，一定要知道怎么把一个东西怎么样让它成作哈，就是要他一定要懂得这些事情。
And sometimes problems arise, and you don't quite know what to do about.
有时候你会面对一个情况，说，哎，这个怎么，这个好像不太对，那我怎么办呢？
And Clayton said, "You know, Sister Schwartz."I remember one time I was wondering, what can I do? How can I make? He said, and I went to bed, I prayed for God to help and give me wisdom.
那这个木匠呢，说他有一次他不知道怎么办，说他晚上睡觉前就说，神啊，我跟你要智慧。
And the next day he said, when I woke up, I clearly understood how to do it.
第二天一醒来，他马上就好像突然间开窍了，知道该怎么做。
Oh, you say, Sister Schwartz, could that be true? Oh, yes.
那你或许说这个太神奇了吧，是真的。
Why would God tell us to ask for business wisdom if he can't give it to us?
那为什么神说你要跟我求智慧，然后你求了他不给你呢？
Our problem is that sometimes God's wisdom gets away in our own desire.
问题是你重注重你的愿意，你要的过于要跟神要智慧，要神要给你。
Let's go to James, the first chapter.
那雅各书的第一章
，verse 5 and 8,
第五节。
This is what he says.
这里这样说，雅各书第一章第五节。
And I want you to take this to heart.
那请你把它读到你的心里面去。
I want this to be something you meditate on.
那好好的去思想它。
Instead of quickly making decisions and.Off of the head making decisions. Remember that a cautious person that goes to God can make a difference.
在你在做决定以前，不要很快的就做决定，而是先回到这个章节来跟神要。
Now he said this, if any of you lack wisdom,
雅各书第一章第五节，
let him ask of God.
你们中间若有缺乏智慧的
that giveth to all men,
应当寻求那赐予众人
He'll give it to you liberally,
他不斥责人的神
and not, and unbraid not,
他不会斥责我们
and it shall be given, and it shall be given to him, be given to you.
我们求智慧主就会赐给他。
So God's made a statement in His Word.
所以这是一个原则了。
How I can face things that are not in His Word.
他告诉我们。
As what the problem may be.
他告诉我们说，你不知道怎么办没关系，但是首先你来祷告跟我求智慧。
You know, even with our sicknesses.
比如说你生病了。
We feel bad. We first try some medicine. Then we tell our friends if they have any idea what to help us.Then we think, I'd better go to the doctor about it. And the last thing we do is if there's a problem, we ask God to help
通常是这样子哈，我生病了，我可能跟我比较亲近的人说，哎呀，我怎么样了？然后谈一谈呢，就说我可能去找医生了，然后呢吃什么药了，是别人可以介绍我什么样的方法。但是最后呢，才想到说，哎，我要来祷告了。
We put him at the end of the street.
所以呢，我们的神的啊，我们的祷告常是一个最后的啊一个计划。
What he's saying is, if you come to me first.
但是神的意思是说，你还没有计划以前就来求我。
And you call upon me.
你要来呼求我。
Most of the time, he may not heal us outright.
那或许呢？不是马上他就给你答案。
But he may lead us to the medicine, the doctor, the treatment that we need. God was so good to me. I know God did that.
他的意思是说，你或许不是马上得到一个答案，但是呢，他就在这个当中，因为你愿意尊重他，你要他的心意，他就在当中一步一步的带领你走向那个啊，你需要的医生，还是用对了这个药。
I remember when I got sick, the time they took me there and I found out I had cancer.
那我记得当初呢我被发现有癌症的时候我病得严重。
I had no idea why I felt so sick.
我真的是不知道我是怎么样开始生病的。
But I just knew, and when Sue Lynn said, you want to go to the hospital? I said, yes, I want to go to the hospital.
那个时候我是真的是病，我到现在都记不起来我当时是什么生病的。然后Sue Lynn就问我说，你要去医院吗？
When I was at the hospital, it was a period of really very, very sick. I was even out of myself.
啊，我一到那里，整个人就好像根本都很软弱了哈，就什么都不知道了。
And they were getting ready. Then I came, I got the feeling better, and they were going to send me home.
那我就慢慢恢复过来之后呢，他们已经预备好让我回家了。
But someone saw that my calcium was very high.
这个当中有人查，有医生查，就说，哎，为什么他的钙那么高呢？
So they kept me a little longer to test that.
所以他们要查出为什么他的那个血钙那么高。
And because of that, they found out I had cancer.
因为这样子就发现了他的癌症的扩散。
And because of that, of course, I had to go under treatment from the doctor that he gave me, which is a wonderful doctor. And today,A good part of that cancer cells are dead.
那也因为这样呢，啊，就接下去那一步呢，我就找到了一个癌症医生，那个医生是很好的医生。那现在因为这样子，我现在这个癌细胞被控制了，已经被杀了一半以上。
You see, my confidence is in God.
那我对神的信靠是什么呢？
My trust is him.
因为我信任他。
You know, when you get sick, you pray to him.
那你生病你会跟他祷告，我会，至少我会。
But God had his steps.
那神有他一步一步的引导。
Until they found out, and it was opened up what my problem, that if I had let it go on and not known it, I would have probably gone home to heaven by now.
以我自己的能力跟智慧来讲的话，我不知道我那个癌症扩散了，因为他也在追查，都没有查出结果。那我可能这个时候就不在这里了，那个时候就已经结束了。
And I sense that God wants me to stay a little longer.
那意思是说，神既然容许他被查出来，他不是为了癌症去住院的哈，是因为他不舒服。那现在呢，他认为说是神还容许我可以再活一段时间。
Oh, that God gives us a love and an understanding of His Word and realize that, Lord, you're the first one.That I talked to about.
所以呢，当我们在看神的话语，当我们在跟神有这个交通的关系的时候呢，会建造出一种态度说，不管什么事情，我第一个的就是要找神。
Not my mother, not my dad, not
不是父母。
I go to God.
而是找神。
What we do so many times is we end up going to others, complaining, talking about it, wondering about it.Feeling badly that we have to go through this, old friend.
当我们跟别人在谈论我们的问题的时候，常常会加入彼此的这个评断。
That the first one you go to is our heavenly Father.
有时候跟人家讨论的当中呢，会加一些评断，加一些我们的抱怨啊。但是呢，如果你第一个就找神。
And the next scripture is what it tells us we have to do.
那。接下来呢，我们的另外要告诉我们该怎么做呢？
But let him ask in faith. Wait a minute now. He's talking here about we're lacking wisdom. Go to God. But we have to go with something in our heart.
首先第一个找神要智慧，第六节告诉我们要凭着信心，我们的心里面的信心。
We don't go with the thought, I'll try God to see if that's any good.
你不是一个尝试性的。
Or if that'll help any, I'll try God.
你不是一个验证性的，说我试试看吧。
A man in China, a communist man, said to us, if God would heal my diabetes, I would serve him.
我曾经面对一个在中国的一个朋友哈，他跟我说，如果神他可以医治我的话，我就信他。
We don't go to the King of Glory.
哦，我们对这一位天上的荣耀的王不这样说话的哈。我们凭着信心。
Faith is when I go to someone and give them this, and I put all my confidence and know that somehow and some way.They're going to answer.
信心是一个全然的信靠，我去找他，我确信他全部的都负责任，他会给我答案。
And he said, don't waver. Don't let things turn you one way or the other. And they so easily can.
不要疑惑，这个信心本身要避免疑惑。
For sometimes the very bad comes up first before the good ever comes out of it.
那有时候你会发现这个看这个现象好像怎么出来的现象是不好的呢？那有时候这个好的不好的，它是它会互相效力的。
So we don't let these things throw us one way or another. Keep steadily with that anchor and our faith.
所以不要凭着你眼见的，然后呢就去怀疑了，就开始疑惑，就不定了。
For James said in the seventh verse, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of God.If you're double-minded,
如果你心存二意
unstable,
如果你不稳定
ways,
如果你常常疑惑你祷告了然后你疑惑的话他说你不要想你要得什么
God has his laws, God has his direction for us.
神有他自己的一个原则有他的给我们的方向
Faith is so much a part of our lives.
信心是你跟神之间很重要的一个生命的
But when we beginTo waver and wonder and question.
如果你总是在这个最重要的信心上疑惑，或者是不稳定，心怀二意
，God can do nothing.
那等于说神也做不了。
So remember,
记得
we have to. It's His will, and we have to know what His word, and we've got to be in His word. For what He does is the principles in His word.
那记得哈，我们需要，我们知道我们要祷告，然后但是我们要在他的原则、他的心意里面祷告。那只要是合乎他的心意、原则的话，我们确信他一定会成就。我要跟你们道歉哈，今天因为环境的关系，妈咪的那个冷气坏了哈，所以我们换了一个地方，然后什么都没有那个哈，所以可能我会分心哈。
I'm sorry I preached too long and I haven't been able to finish what I really like to give.
那事实上我还没有完成，可是我已经讲很久了。
But, truly, friends, this is not my word. This is what God has set down. We do not get in by any other way.
那这些不是我个人的主张，是神的话，所以呢没有别的路了，就只有这一条路。如果你要到
It's not going to be always the way we want it or we like it.
不是你喜欢，不是你要怎么样。
But as we draw closer to Christ,
只要你靠近主，
there comes a desire in our heart. Yes, Lord, we want it Your way.
然后呢，你心里面有一个立志说，我就是要你的最好的。
God bless you.
神赐福大家。
Just a minute, Lord, I pray Your blessing upon our people. It's been so good to come and listen.
亲爱的主，求你赐福每一位。那么用心要来听你话语的我们的弟兄姐妹。
And Lord, the feeble words that I've spoken, will you take it, Holy Spirit, to each of their hearts?
或许我表达的很脆弱，但是呢，这些话语不够。但是我求你把你的话放到大家的心里面去。
Help them not to question everything, but to start believing God's words.
让我们开始弃绝所有的疑惑，而对你的话语能够完全的相信。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.